This is the Saturday Night Harness Preview with Dan Malecki and Rob Orber.
Saturday night at Melton Entertainment Park, and our preview brought to you by Ben Stud Standardbreds. As I welcome in Rob Orber.
Yeah, hello everyone. Welcome to our Saturday night harness preview show. We've got a really important weekend, of course. We've got some really exciting races at Melton on Saturday night featuring the Shaker Maker two-year-old classic. I'm looking forward to talking about some of these youngsters having their first start. There's some exciting ones amongst them. We've got the Captain Tab, Captain Sandy free-for-all with Serge Blanco and Catch a Wave. So that should be a fantastic race and a really good supporting program, in particular also the Mayor's free-for-all brought to us by Mimosa Home. So we've got some great racing, and the weekend also is filled with some great racing right across the weekend.
And also looking forward to the Nutrien Equine sales is getting closer, Rob, and Ben Stud will be well represented there. So we might even get an update of some of the progeny that have been born and bred through Ben Stud and heading towards the sales a little bit later on in the show.
Yeah, for sure. And the Nutrien Equine Standardbred Yearling Sale in Melbourne coming up soon. The sale itself is on Sunday the 14th of April, so that's not too far away. And we'll talk about some of the lots that are on sale, especially some of the Ben Stud progeny. It looks to be a great list of horses that they've got for sale, and looking forward to talking about those a little bit later on.
Let's look at the first event. Melton is due to start at 6:27, the Allied Express pace. And as usual, we're getting some very competitive races to start the night. This is no different.
Yeah, it looks a really good race. I thought there was a good value chance in the race each way here. Number one, Little Louis. I know his figure form probably doesn't read anything great on paper. His figure form, his last five starts, I think, is 6th, 10th, 4th, 6th and 9th. But he's been racing against some really high-quality horses. He went around in the Charlton Pacing Cup last Sunday, chased home Halliver, didn't have the best of luck there, pried it out, went around in the Horsham Pacing Cup, had no luck there, went to Menangle at the start before that, finishing 4th, and then before that also at Menangle behind Better Be The Best, and then that 9th at in the four-year-old Bonanza behind Frankie Ferocious. So there's some really strong form line as far as the quality of horses he's raced against, and I feel like this is probably a much easier assignment for him. He's got barrier one, which is a good draw. There's obviously some speed outside him. Aaron Dunn's probably got the choice of making some decisions on how he plays this at the start. But I thought Little Louis, if he's around that $4 mark or $4, $5 each way, I thought he had a really good each way chance in the race. So I do like him on top. I thought 8 LB2 chains, didn't mind his run last week. He seems to be getting into a more consistent form. He's racing well. He gets a soft trip on the pegs. He'll either be behind the leader or three back the pegs. So he's going to have an each way chance. Number 8 LB2 chains for Taylor Nicholson and Zach Phillips. 9 Rikiro Slam is another horse. Draws barrier 9, might not be a bad draw. He's been going well, chased home the Lost Storm last start. Also, he's got the option possibly to drop to the pegs if he needs being. And at number 4, New Yorker, who won well at Bendigo last start round. So one on top each way. Really like him. I think he'll go close from 8, 9 and 4 in the first.
Yeah, you're making a good case for Little Louis. I'm wishing maybe I should have put him into my mix there, Rob. But I've tipped 6, 9, 10, 8. I've got Dance Away on top. Race 2, Sulky.app, the future of form trot. Interesting race. We got one unreliable horse and one very unreliable horse. But if they put it together, they could easily run 1-2.
Yeah, look, obviously the two horses you are, I assume, referring to are Sebastian's Boy and Aldebaran Dino. I've sort of had to ignore Aldebaran Dino on this occasion. I just feel like at the moment he's just doing a little bit too much wrong for my liking. I need to see him do things right. Obviously, ability-wise, we won't question his ability, but certainly his manners are a major concern, in particular when his last three starts, he's really made a mess of it. 12 Sebastian's Boy, I'm tipping him on top. Oh, so much looking forward to seeing how he'd go against Just Believe last week. And he sort of went back to his bad habits, which we hadn't seen this time in for a while. And he broke at the start and did lots wrong. Look, he comes off the second row. Should help. I mean, obviously, trotters, you don't like seeing them sort of gallop and then sort of try to jump on them next time round until you've seen them do things right. But look, I'm going to give him another chance to doing it right. He's drawn the second row, so I've tipped him on top 12, Sebastian's Boy. I really like the horse. Look, 11 Hammer's Law is an interesting runner. He's come back since the 3rd of February. I mean, his form was in the Great Southern Star. He went around in the $300,000 final there, and then fourth behind also Call Me the Breeze in both the heat and the final. Look, he's first up after a little bit of a freshen up. I think it's a bit of a drop in grade for Hammer's Law, so I'm expecting him to go well. Seven Iron Love draws outside the front row. He's obviously got form against some nice horses, progressive horses. We know he's capable of competing. And number one, Tweedledee, who probably doesn't have that brilliant early speed, but it should be good enough to hold up here. He was very good last week behind Festus Phoenix, and I certainly respect his chances. I think there's a few hopes. If you're taking some early quaddies, you probably need to take a few numbers here. But look, 12 I tipped on top ahead of 11, 7 and 1.
I think Tweedledee each way is worth a play here, number 1 from 12, 13 and 7. Third race is the TAB Captain Sandy Free For All. Intriguing race, catch away first up off a break, missed some work, could be vulnerable. And Sarge Blanco, who I suspect will be the other favourite in the race, is also first up and had a few little issues towards the end of his last preparation. So it just might open up the race a little bit.
Yeah, it should. It'll be interesting to see how both these drivers played at the start. Ryan Duffy, obviously, with Sarge Blanco. And Seven Catch a Wave with Kate Gaff. Look, I've gone 3 Sarge Blanco on top, look, mainly because of the better draw. He's trialled well enough to be really, you know, ready for this first up assignment. Cosmo draws the pole, doesn't have the gate speed. Lark Captain, normally over the 2200, takes the trail. So I'll sort of assume that might be the case. And obviously Sarge Blanco for mine is the horse that could be there first, unless Kate decides to push the button with Catch a Wave, and we know he's very quick off the gate. So they both might come out of the gate running here, the two of them. So it will be interesting. Look, I've gone 3 Sarge Blanco on top from 7 Catch a Wave. I'd be happy to see him in front rather than come from behind in this race. But look, it'll be interesting to see how he goes. Look, his trial at Melton last week was good. It was nothing wrong with it. But we've seen better of him, and you know he's on the way up. So, look, 3 from 7, as you said, Dan, it could go either way here. 4 888 thought was pretty solid last week, and 5 Tango Tara. Both these horses are on the way up, even though they're starting to creep up in the age group now. But look, 3, 7, 4, and 5.
And I'm 7, 3, 1, and 5, but I've cast my net wide, thinking they've all got a chance. The race fit horses really come into it. Race 4 is the IRT Shaker Maker 2-year-old classic. Clayton Tonkin with 2 debutants, naturally well-bred, but 2 horses that have also trialled very well.
Yeah, and I had the fortunate opportunity to call these horses at the trials, and both of them, you know, we're talking about the Highlight Reel here and Apollo Storm. Both horses went very, very well at the trials. We'll talk about those trials in a moment. Mark Pitts has stuck with the Highlight Reel, and to the naked eye, calling the trials and to what I saw, I couldn't not be helped but just be so, so impressed with the Highlight Reel. The turn of speed he showed was absolutely phenomenal. Look, he's by Poster Boy, so I'm sure they'll put a smile on many people's faces that are involved with the horse, and they'll be keeping their fingers crossed that he can produce. And look, he's a nice horse, and he's got some really high speed. That trial win at Melton, he went a mile rate of 157.9. 158.4 last mile over the 1700, which isn't overly quick, but it was just his last 800 and last 400. It was just mind-boggling. 55 last half, but the last quarter of 26.2 was what got me. He just absolutely ripped home, and he just did it with such authority. So I'm going to stick with him. ahead of the stablemate Apollo Storm, who actually ran much quicker at the trials. There was, again, over 17.20. It was the following trial after the highlight reel. Apollo Storm went 155.4, the mile rate, won by 23 metres, a 155.6 last mile, 56.5 last half and 27 last quarter. So if you went on the mile rate, Apollo Storm certainly, well, overall went 2.7 seconds quicker overall. So, you know, it's just how you want to measure it. I'm just going by my eye here, and I'm going the highlight reel just ahead of Apollo Storm, but I think it'll be a great clash. Number four, 40 Love for third. Really good win at its race debut. Aaron Dunn, as we know, produces his horses really well. And six, Hesitate. It's unbeaten. Two starts for two wins. One on top from three, four, and six.
And on 1364 will be a highlight. Looking forward to the fourth. First thing of the quaddy is the Aldebaran Park, something about Maori's free for all. And before we dissect that, just keep in mind there's a first four jackpot, a seeded pool expected $100,000 first of four a pool. So keep that in mind, particularly if you get a big result, because you might want to buy a share in some of these that Ben started offering for sale at the Nutrient Equine coming up at Inglis on April the 14th.
Yeah, look, Ben Studd have certainly got some nice youngsters. Just having a quick look at some of them. Lot 185 is a colt out of Art Start by Rock and Roll Heaven. Comes out of the Art Start was a dam of expensive ego. So looks to be a beautiful pedigree, Lot 185. 187 is the Art Major out of Aisha Whitby, which is also a filly this time, which is the mother of the Lost Storm. So I think that will certainly bring a lot of attention here. Lot 187, great bloodlines for the for breeding if you're looking for that beautiful filly to go forward with. Lot 196 is the eye catcher, of course, the Better's Delight out of Ben and Jerd, which of course is the mother of Tough Tilly and Centenario. So what a super family. You go back to the second dam of My Liberty Bell, who left Philadelphia Man. So you can be certain that cult of Lot 196 will bring a lot of attention. We've got Lot 346, which is also a cult out of Three Eagles, which of course is the mother of Fly Like an Eagle and Art Major cult. And probably one more to look at was Lot 352, which is a Captain Treacherous out of True Colours, which is a dam of the family of Jada Rose, which left Guaranteed and Jada's son, Lot 352. So they're just some of the pedigrees that they've got. They've got a beautiful lineup at the Melbourne Yearling Sales, and that is on Sunday the 14th of April, and that sale commences at 11 a.m.
And we can keep you up to date and remind you of some of the classic lots, particularly through Ben Studd, coming up for those sales in the upcoming weeks. Race 5, Aldebaran Park, something about Maori. Mares free for all, and teeth of barrier draws. They're quite extreme for I'm Ready Jet and Queen Elida, both superstars in their own rights. I'm interested in your thoughts here, Rob.
Yeah, look, it's interesting, isn't it? Look, Queen Elida, clearly, she's got to be the horse to beat. I mean, she's had a bit of a roller coaster campaign. Last start, really good winning. Got the job done over Ebony's Avenger. She won the start before defeating Revelstoke, and did that two in a row. So she's got three wins in a row, looking for a fourth one. Draws barrier 13. You've got, as you mentioned, I'm Ready Jet, who went to Menangle and got things wrong last time round in that score up from the pole position, but before that was a very good third in the Trotting Grand Prix behind Just Believe and RC Phoenix. So it will be very interesting, won't it, Dan? And then there's another one that I reckon is going all right, and she's going to win very soon, which is Lady Adelia. I think she's going really well. I like her to be a bit of a rough chance. Look, I've gone 13 on top, Queen Elida, head of one, I'm Ready Jet. If I'm going to have a play, I'd probably play the place to Lady Adelia and throw her into my Quinellas and Trifectas with the other two, because I think a win's very, very close for her. And number five, Cormier, who is first up since October but has trialled okay, and I'm expecting it to run a really good forward race. So, look, 13 and one, two certainly respect a lot, and also the five here.
Now, I've got I'm Ready Jet on top. Difficult decision, though. One from 13. Nine Ebony's Avenger. If Queen of Quebec comes out, she might be in the right spot tracking I'm Ready Jet, and she's never gone better. Ebony's Avenger and Revelstoke, of course. 1, 13, 9, and 7. The Mimosa Holmes mares free for all. I don't think there's really a limit or up to a 95. Sorry, I've got ahead of myself here. The sixth event on the card, so it's open for the mares, and we get to see good quality mares, and it's a good race.
It is a very good race. Look, Rakiro Rebel, as we know, she's been in outstanding form. She chased home the Lost Storm last start, coming off the second row. Before that was a winner at Geelong, defeating Cosmo, and that was at third in that Cranbourne Pacing Cup. Behind Leap to Fame, third in the Ladyship Cup, behind In Cypher. So that form line really holds up very strong here for her. So I'm expecting her to be winning. She will follow out some speed off the front row. She should get a good run through. And I don't think Greg Sugars will be waiting too long. I think he'll be whipping around as soon as he can. So I think she's clearly the horse to beat. Five First Dance, the stablemate, does have very good gate speed. You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see them try, or Amy Tubbs to try to use this mare's gate speed. Major Fire gets out pretty quick. I can't see Illawong Awesome or Rosarito Miss wanting to hold up from barriers one and two if that's how they start. So you'd think Major Fire First Dance are the two horses coming across in midfield, and one of them will probably find the front, possibly even handing up. And if Rakiro Rebel comes around the way you're mapping it, I think Rakiro Rebel will eventually find the front or control the race on the breeze. So I think she'll be pretty hard to beat here, number nine. Five First Dance, 10 So What. Look, forget about her run in the Charlton Pacing Cup. She closed late. It was a very good performance. Terrific win in the Horsham Cup. She'll have to be out three wide. She'll be running on into it. And four Major Fire, who comes back from Hobart after that little stint over there and did pretty well. But nine, making it best bet tonight, ahead of the 5, 10, and 4.
And I'm 9, 10, 4, and 5. Race 7 is the high gain pace. Bark, well, he's a very good horse. We've seen him do it in a couple of different ways, toughing it out a couple of starts ago. And then Chris Alford had Chancey's arm. He got a bit daring last start, but it also paid off. So he looks just about the complete racehorse, even though he's drawn the only horse on the back row.
Yeah, look, I think there would have been some worrying moments last week, but at the same time, I didn't think Chris ever thought Springfield Affair would hand up the front, but I thought it was a very good tactical drive on behalf of Springfield Affair to do what it did. So, but it took a really good horse to be able to overcome those obstacles to win, because I would say 9 out of 10 horses, or maybe 99% of horses, wouldn't have been able to win. And Bark had the class to be able to make up that ground in a lightning 27.6, 27.5, and coming from three back to pegs and hitting the line, and did it easy at the finish. He's a good horse, so I think we can be pretty confident that Chris won't be staying to the pegs this week. I think he'll be winning number 8, Bark. Five Final Collect resumes here. He had a fantastic little campaign last time round. We know he's very good, and I mean, you look at the form, he did chase home Perfect Class in that Breeders' Crown final, and you know, that form is really, really strong. So we know he's right up to it, Final Collect, so he's going to give Bark a great run for its money. 7, Our Vincent Can Go's got the race hard fitness on its side, draws awkwardly, small field's not to a disadvantage though, so I think he's the clear third pick. And I think you've got horses like Nonpareil first up, and Captain Pins, who comes out of the Horsham Cup, vying for that third and fourth spot. But look, 8, 5, 7, and then 3 and 6.
And I'm 8, 7, 5, and 3. Rob, I just see that Tahammer's Law's been scratched out of race number 2. I know you had it in your numbers. I'll give you a moment there. You might just want to adjust your top 4 selections in race number 2.
Yeah, well, we'll go with 12, Sebastian's Boy on top, 7, Iron Love, 1, Tweedledee certainly comes into it. And, look, I think number 9, Sir Patrick's going to follow through here off speed, so he'll be getting a bit fitter and he could be a bit of a value chance. And, yeah, I'm just risking Elder Barandino until he does something right. So at the moment I'm not convinced about him doing things right. So 12, 7, 1 and 9.
And just recap those tips, race 7.
Race 7, I like you, 8, Bark, ahead of 5, Final Collect, 7, Our Vincent Can Go, and 3, Nonpareil, 6, Captain Pins for those minor placings.
And the last of 8 events is the Australian Pacing Gold Pace at 10.25. It's not a bad race, and it's over the 1720. Classic Mission's 2 wins have been over the 2200 metre trip, so he's got to come back in distance here.
This is a good race, isn't it? There seems to be you can have four or five picks here and maybe miss the whole lot, because it is a race. Trying to sort out the start of the race is probably the most intriguing part of it. And I'm not convinced we've got that one totally right, because there is speed, you know, again, from the inside and also outside, and the middle horses are, you know, hold their own. So, yeah, it's a tricky one. So I've come back to the form line of the race. But, look, for Classic Mission, it's done nothing wrong, has it? Like, its two wins have been full of merit. I mean, it's run the times. I mean, that's the whole point. It keeps running the times. 155.9 over the middle distance, and then backed it up with a 154.5 last week, 55.9. Got a bit keen, but, you know, not too many horses run those times and win, and he's been able to do that. So I can't ignore that strong form line. So I'm tipping him on top, though he's meeting, again, stronger opposition. 9 Delvey Robin, going super well. This horse is absolutely flying. Loved his run last week behind Rory View. He's fourth behind Bark only 2 runs ago. Got beaten 2.7 metres, and then second behind Captain's Knock. I mean, there's some really strong form line there for Delvey Robin, and interesting, Abby Turnbull has stuck with the horse. The stablemate, 11 Haranya, also very capable horse that can be running on really strongly. 10 Darla Geary, going well. Nothing wrong with his run last week. And even my mare, 5 LaBelle Bajour, I think she's absolutely flying, but just not having much racing luck at the moment. She's probably just looking for that Metropolitan Maiden Mares race, I think, for her to get her win. But she's certainly going well enough to be respected. And then you've got horses like Another Nien, Climinus, all going really well. You've got Stir Me Up, and then you've got the horses off the pole, Changeover Girl, Blaster Ranger. This is a tricky race. A lot of chances here. 4, 9, 11 and 10 are the numbers.
And I've tipped 4, 9, 11 and 6, but including most of the horses that you've mentioned as being chances as well, Rob. So 8 race card, but a good card at Melton. Time for the best bets?
Yeah, look, pretty keen. Race 6, number 9, Rakiro Rebel. I think this is her race, and I think she'll be super hard to beat. I thought the value chance was race 1, number 1, Little Louie. I think it certainly gets its chance here from the pole position. And again, it's hard not to be impressed with the 2-year-old, the highlight reel, when he won at Melton. So I'm just looking forward to watching that 2-year-old race. I won't be there tomorrow night. It's my son's wedding tomorrow, so I'll be busy doing all the right things there with our family function. But we'll be keeping a close eye on the results, and I might be able to sneak in watching a replay or two while the speeches are happening, eh? So looking forward to it.
You got 4 horses running, so I'm sure you're going to have your eyes tuned at different stages. Otherwise, we're ringing up the replay channel at some stage. So good luck there, Rob. Race 6, number 9, my best, Rakiro Rebel. Each way, race 2, number 1, Tweedledee. And my long shots, race 5, number 9, which is Ebony's Avenger, might be worth $1 a win, $4 a place ratio. And on Sunday, Oyen Cup meeting, they've got 8 races, the first at 1:14. And the Victoria Harness Racing Club have all the bonuses applied to the Cranbourne meeting, Cranbourne night on Sunday. Robin, the first event there is at 5:57, so a big weekend of harness.
Yeah, we wish Joe Morrison and the team at O, you know, they work super hard. They've got a really good cup there, race number 7 on the card. So looking forward to seeing how that plays out. Cranbourne, as you mentioned, have got the Victorian Harness Racing Club super bonus meeting. I think this is one of their first for the year, and they've really attracted some really good fields there on Sunday night. Plenty of depth amongst them. So we've got all in all a really good program. And then we start the week off with Maryborough, and they've got a 10 race card program there on Monday. So it's a really busy week, and looking forward to watching in. And let's hope we can back a few winners.
Yeah, let's hope indeed. Thanks, Robin. Happy harnessing.
Happy harnessing, everyone. A big thank you to Ben Studd.